Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up at 7:45, listen for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Chris Brown at Capital One Arena. We'll give those tickets away at 7:45 this morning, so keep listening for your chance to win because it's not that far away. So we wanted to get into the audio of RG3 that came out yesterday. It's him talking about what Caleb Williams should do when it comes to his draft status. It's widely speculated that the Chicago Bears will take him number one overall in the upcoming NFL draft. RG3 has some life advice for Caleb Williams. Here it is.
Caleb Williams should pull a Eli Manning and demand that the Chicago Bears do not draft him number one overall. After everything that's happened with just Justin Fields, can Caleb Williams really look at that and say, you know what? This is the organization that has my best interest at heart, and they're going to help develop me into the player that I want to become. Caleb Williams is on record saying that he wants to be legendary. He wants to rewrite history, and he wants to be the best that he can possibly be and win the most games he can possibly win. After the Bears took Justin Fields, the 11th pick in the draft, and turned him into a sixth round pick in the 2025 draft by trading him to the Pittsburgh Steelers, can Caleb Williams really look at that and say, you know what? Yeah, this organization is going to help get me where I want to go. I don't think it's saying that. Eli Manning had power in that 2004 draft. And he let the Chargers know, don't draft me. I don't believe in the direction that your organization is going, and I don't want to play there. He refused to play for them, even threatened to sit out an entire season if they drafted him. And they still drafted him. And the look on his face when he's holding up the jersey said everything. So what happened? The Chargers traded him to the New York Giants for Philip Rivers, also a 2004 third round pick, and then the first and fifth round picks in the 2005 NFL draft. What did Eli end up doing? He won two Super Bowls for the New York Giants. Had a great career. So, for Caleb Williams, don't get me wrong, guys. I thought Ryan Poles was having an amazing offseason up until this trade for Justin Fields. Because you trade Justin Fields so you can get some players back to help your team out this year. Because Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus, the head coach for the Chicago Bears, they're in a lame duck season. They have to win this year or they're going to get fired. And don't get me wrong. Hey, hand the football off to DeAndre Swift, throwing the ball to Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and Cole Kmet. Those guys are phenomenal. This ain't anything about them. This is about Caleb Williams and what team out there gives him the best chance to be successful. Only he can deem that. Yes, I do think him going back to Washington, where he's from, he's a DC kid, went to Gonzaga College High School. Okay, I think that's the best spot for him. But he has to answer that question. And if he says, all right, I see everything that's been going on, and now I can make the decision and say, I don't think that the Chicago Bears are the best place for me or my family to accomplish all the goals that we want to accomplish, then he needs to let that be known. He does have power right now.
There's a lot to unpack there. Like, the problem with that approach is that Caleb Williams and his camp, specifically, like, I believe his dad is representing him at this point, they're already being viewed as tough to deal with, tough to negotiate with. Like, there were reports that they wanted equity in whatever team was going to draft Caleb Williams. Like, the dad and, I don't know, Caleb, I guess, to some extent, feel like the rookie wage scale is unfair and they want to try to disrupt that. Like, now they're going to pull off the, we're not going to go to the team with the number one draft move. Like,
it's a bold move.
It's a lot. I think it's a lot.
You know, I'll be honest. I didn't necessarily quite understand when Eli did it either.
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
I guess there was just a stigma against playing in San Diego at that point.
Yeah, it was wild. I didn't quite understand that at that time. I mean, I guess you want to play in a bigger market. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't quite understand it, but it did work out for Eli. I don't think it's like we're markedly better than the Bears in terms of like his opportunity to have success. I think his opportunity to have success.
I mean, you could argue that the Bears surrounding
have
staff have more weapons.
I mean, they're set up really well.
I think they do have better weapons now.
If it was more Keenan Allen, maybe I would agree with him.
I mean, they got DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. I mean,
there are rumors that they're going to take another wide out with the number 9 pick, whoever they like, whoever's there at that point.
Right.
Like, right.
That seems like a pretty good landing spot.
I mean, they got Swift. They got a good tight end.
Right.
He's basing it all on it didn't work with Fields.
Yep.
They got nothing in return for Fields. So that's not an organization you want to play for.
But like Poles didn't draft Ryan
Fields.
He didn't draft Justin Fields. Like
right.
He inherited him, and then he realized, well, I have a chance to draft Caleb Williams. I'm going to get whatever I can for Justin Fields. Like, I don't think he did Justin Fields dirty by dealing him. He dealt him to a good spot where he could possibly start over Russell Wilson at some point for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, I think he did all he could, and he just had a softer trade market than anybody envisioned for Fields. Not a big return coming back.
And I like Fields, but you know, some of that you can put on Fields.
Right? For sure.
Right?
For sure. If it was like Carolina and Washington, mm-hmm. Now let's just take the Bryce Young situation out of it.
Yeah.
But if it was Carolina, you say, okay, I don't want to play for that owner. I don't want to play for that organization.
Right.
That's a poop show right mm-hmm. now. I'm going to find my way out of there. I'm going to force my way out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But Chicago, there's nothing wrong with that franchise, I don't think. It's not a broken franchise.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, and
if those guys get fired, they'll bring in a whole new staff.
And we already talked about the fact that, you know, if Caleb did force this move, which I don't think is going to happen.
It's a big PR hit.
It's a big PR hit, but also it could be tougher for you as a pro to play in the town you're from.
I mean, the Chase Young example, not that they're the same person,
no.
But I mean, Chase Young was just drafted by his hometown team,
mm-hmm.
and he got traded before the end of year 4.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, you're asking a lot to try and force a team not to pick you number 1 overall if they are dead set on taking you. If you're the one guy they like, you know, I can't imagine they're just saying, all right, we'll trade you to Washington.
That is an example, though. Remember, JP talked about it yesterday, how in the NBA it happens all the time. Guys are drafted, they're wearing the hat of their team, and then, you know, 5 minutes later, they're
traded. On
draft
day, mm-hmm. yeah.
How many days later was Eli traded, or was it later that day? Do you guys remember?
I have to go back and look. No.
I can't remember. That was so long ago. I can't remember exactly how it unfolded.
I feel like it was the same day, but I could be wrong. Maybe it was a day or two later.
But again, that's rare. I mean, it's happened one time that we can remember.
No, I know. It's definitely rare.
So it just doesn't happen.
I just don't think there's a stark enough contrast. I don't think Chicago's some hellhole. Like, as an organization, I think he could totally be successful there. He's got weapons. I don't know. I wonder if Washington fans, it seemed like a few weeks ago there was a contingent that wanted to trade up to go get him.
Right.
Are you team RG3 on this? Are there people out there that believe that this is what Washington should do? They should try to get involved in this.
If Peters and the rest of the brain trust ranks him a lot higher than May and Daniels, and they feel like parting with draft capital is the right move, then I don't have any problem with them moving up. But if they feel like it's too prohibitive and the Bears are asking for too much just to go up one spot, then I would just stay at two
and
pick my guy.
Is there any chance that Chicago doesn't have Caleb as their number one? And we're all just assuming.
I mean, there's a possibility, but I think it's pretty low.
Have they made it known to people Caleb's our number one guy?
I mean, I don't know if Poles has been as tight
no,
as
I don't think
Adam
they've
Peters.
Said that. No.
Is there any chance they just take Drake May? Did they have Drake May as their...
Sure.
Sure.
Of course there's a chance. I mean, I don't think it's a big chance, but there's
I think
there's
I
a
saw
shot.
The odds are like minus 4,000 or something.
Right.
That Caleb's going to go one to the Bears.
Right.
So they must be leaking to someone that they're if they get an opportunity, if they're at one, they're going to take Caleb. They must have told somebody.
Maybe there's like a lower level personnel exec who's got the skinny. That
well, maybe they must have leaked it to somebody.
I don't know.
Somebody had to leak it to somebody that they're taking Caleb one.
No, I just think it's that he's.
Did they by far better than the others?
Yeah. Common sense is that he's going to be the top quarterback taken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those things change. They've changed before.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, we're listening to all of the, you know, the expert, the analysts that are saying, yeah, he's clearly the number one. So I would assume the Bears feel that same way, but anything can happen.
What if they have him ranked, like, similarly to May and Daniels, or I don't even know McCarthy. I mean, I doubt McCarthy's in that discussion, but then they might be willing to deal. If they have all those guys fairly evenly?
Yeah, probably, but I'm just assuming that they have one of those guys ranked higher than the others.
And the assumption is Caleb.
That's the assumption.
Although we got some guys that say, who's the guy that said Caleb was a fifth rounder?
Yeah, that was one guy. That's the only guy on the planet, I think, that feels that way.
Was that that kind of like random draft guru guy?
Yeah. Was he a scout for the Jets?
Right. Yes.
And is
Merrill
Hodge,
JP found him.
And Merrill Hodge is the guy that also said he didn't love – or no, he didn't love Drake May.
He didn't love May.
By the way, did you see the clip? Somebody had it.
By the way, I think Drake – or Eli Manning was traded on draft day.
He was, yeah.
I was just kind of Googling it.
Yeah. There is a clip that I saw yesterday. I just stumbled onto it. I was in this – Drake May wormhole or something. And Drake May's rolling left and he takes off running and then he hurdles somebody. Have you seen that clip? And he gets rocked. But no one on the planet can look at that and go, well, he's not an athletic kid. Like, nobody could see that. Like, he's literally hurdling a guy, a linebacker or something. He gets popped. But he gets up there pretty good.
I think they're comping him athletically to Jaden Daniels, who...
Right, understood. But Merrill Hodge said he thought he was stiff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how you could think that when you see him hurdling a guy the way he is.
That's why Tim Hasselbeck said, I don't know what he's watching, but he obviously wasn't watching enough of the ACC network.
Right.
But, you know, eye of the beholder. Right. People are all over the place with... It's most of these guys.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. I wanted to hear that RG3 clip and be like angry and all fired up, but I'm not. It's like he makes reasonable points. I just don't know that you want to be a disruptor that way. I don't think it's as bad a situation in Chicago as he's making
it out.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's
the
way you want to start your maiden voyage in the NFL.
Maybe if you were drafting,
refusing to play.
Maybe if it was Carolina at one. What other organization would it be that you just definitely don't want to be a part of? I don't know. Maybe Cleveland or something? I mean.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Possibly. People don't like that owner.
Right. And they definitely don't like Tepper in Carolina, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
Seems like a nightmare to work for.
Yeah, I mean, I think Carolina is clearly the number one. It's a team that you don't want to play for, but I don't know. I mean, whoever you get drafted by, you're going to get paid, right? And if you're going to get paid, have good seasons, and then you're going to get a huge contract.
Yep.
So it kind of doesn't matter who you're playing for. If you just play up to your potential and you're putting up numbers, you're going to get a huge contract because that's what quarterbacks get.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll talk some NCAA tournament with Kenny Blakeney, the head coach of the Howard Bison. They are in the first four, so you don't want to miss that. It's coming up at 8 o'clock. Are you looking for the best seat in the house or your office, maybe your home office? It's time for you to ditch that beat-up chair for a new one before you're riding the bench with a back injury. Look no further than PVI Office Furniture. They're in Frederick, Maryland. PVI has an enormous selection of furniture. Be sure to visit their showroom on Monroe Avenue in Frederick. At PVI, you can expect triple play service that's fast, affordable, and customer-focused. Hit a home run with PVI. Visit PVIPVI.com. That's PVIPVI.com. Business grows with PVI.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.